From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've got an interesting statistic here for you. On executive orders, FDR had 11 and 16 years in office. That's longer than Hugo Chavez. Truman had 5 and 7 years. Ike had 2 and 8 years. JFK had 4 and 3 years. LBJ had 4 and 5 years. Nixon had 1 and 6 years. Ford had 3 and 2 years. Carter had 3 and 4 years. Reagan had 5 and 8 years. Bush, the first, Bush 41, had 3 and 4 years. Clinton had 15 and 8 years. Bush had 62 and 8 years. Obama had 923 in 3.5 years. And let's understand something here, the implications of this, what this means. Obama told Congress, hey, I will launch wars, but not on my prerogative. That'd be bad enough. No, the UN and NATO. I mean, it is just amazing. And you've got a dumbed-down population. You ask why they will do this. The people that do have jobs and do know how to tie their shoelaces, well, they're too smart to care about politics or what's going on. They just watch SportsCenter and act cool all day. Meanwhile, have you noticed that there was a magical cyber attack over the weekend, right as Obama set to sign an executive order? That's right, Eric Blair at InfoWars.com reports. Cyber attack on U.S. banks is an obvious false flag. Over a month ago, we featured an article titled "The New World Order Agenda Would Move Forward with This One Simple Act," which stated the one event that could accomplish all of the agenda's goals in one shot would be a false flag cyber attack on Western banking institutions that they can pin on Iran. Well, guess what? They did it this weekend. That was a quote from us. Please watch this exact scenario unfold in this short ABC News clip from a few days ago. In fact, guys, I meant to tell you to get that clip. Try to grab that clip if you can. If not, I'll cover it tomorrow. But this is just unbelievable. And then our original article that broke it all down. When we come back from break, I'm going to hit important stack on surveillance society. Creepy Nestle, We Will Find You contest uses chip to track winner. Remember Pennsylvania had a TV ad about don't try to not pay your state taxes because we're watching you with satellites. Remember it zoomed in on them, you know, down over them. Pretty amazing. We're going to cover that. But, I mean, you know, the globalists talk to us like we're five-year-olds. It's like Benjamin Netanyahu. What a yahoo. He is running around over at the UN, and when I first, a few days ago, because I didn't really pay attention to it, saw news footage of him up there with a card cut out with an Acme Wiley Coyote bomb, you know, the black bomb with the fuse lit, I thought someone was, like, joking about his fear-mongering, because I heard clips of the speech on the radio, on news radio. I thought it must be a joke. And then later I went and looked, and he actually went up there with a bomb and said, look, bomb, bomb will boom boom you. Bomb will get you. No, there's going to be bombs if they are able to start this fight. If we're able, you know, to be manipulated into going along with this. Because they want to do it. And I'm not saying Iran's good either. I don't like government, period. They're all a bunch of freaks. But BB thinks if he gets into a big enough war, he'll be like the savior forever. So when we come back, we'll get into this huge surveillance grid the globalists are building all around us in the name of our safety, of course. But we're going to break down microphones in your neighborhood, your area. And then we've got Dr. Glidden joining us to get into some really positive news. But it doesn't mean, well, you know what the wolf says in Pulp Fiction. You know, it's not done till it's done. Let's not start completely patting each other on the back. Not quite what the wolf says. Man, I'm out of control today. But we're going to be getting to L.A. Times says Proposition 37 likely to pass. Hey, I'm a throwback. I'm kind of a caveman. I like freedom. And I guess it's in my blood. I'm not bragging, but I am proud of my background. I mean, you name it, every revolution for freedom, even before my family got here on the Mayflower or at the heart of the Texas Revolution, raising Colonel Travis's son, the list goes on and on. My family has always been stomping tyrants into the ground, and I'm doing it now.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland knows Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland knows minority got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone? How did he give you a phone?
You sign up if you're on food stamps, you're on Social Security, you got low income.
All right, welcome back. We are into hour number two here. In the next segment, we've got Dr. Peter Glidden joining us to talk about some good news. L.A. Times and others report that the polls show, scientific polls, 2-1 for Prop 37 to just allow labeling of the stinking GMO so we can make a decision. It's got the fat, it's got the trans fats, it's got the vitamins, the minerals. Can I find out if that's got a grasshopper or cockroach genes in it, or if it's growing its own pesticides so bugs can't eat it, or if it's been sprayed with sodium fluoride, which is a pesticide? I mean, can I find out? Can I find out if there's a growth hormone in that milk? So I don't want my daughter to be 8 feet tall and going to puberty at age 3. Some girls at age 3 are going into it now, or get breast cancer at 12. So that's coming up with Dr. Peter Glidden in a moment. Let me get into this, though, because you know about the nanny state. In my film, Police State 2000, that I released in early 1999, my first big hit film, one of the first hits online. It was seen millions of times back in 2000 when hardly anybody was really streaming video or watching video online. Just letting you know, it's one of our first underground hits. It's free online today, Police State 2000, full two-hour film. But the point is, you know, it shows troops all over the country trying to confiscate your guns on video and admitting it. You know, stuff like that. And we show the Austin American Statesman talking about an $800,000, $844,000 grant to put gunshot detectors in. So I went and looked at the name of the company, went and found their online site, covered it on the radio at the time, in 99. And I show that in the film. I'm telling you about that because you can go watch the film and see the, you know, the film scan of the newspaper, front page, Metro and State. And they just admitted, oh, by the way, it's got microphones, and we are listening to you with them. Now, did you ever, in your town, because they put them in every major city since then, Austin wasn't the first. We're a small town compared to Chicago, New York, L.A. They had them even before that. Now, some big cities have billions of dollars. Not millions, billions of dollars. New York has $2 billion, last time I checked, in microphones. In one microphone rollout, what, 7 years ago, it was $2 billion. $2 billion. You ever hear about anybody getting arrested because the microphone heard the gunshot? They call them a gunshot detector. Well, it turns out my parents, I was over at their house last night, and my dad said, yeah, they're pulling the street lights down around here. They don't work as good, and they put in smart ones. So I went out there. This was nighttime last night. I went back over there today. I went over and looked at it. I'm going to do a piece on this. And you know what? It's one of the companies that's got the smart system that listens to you. And I noticed it's wired into the cable. Time Warner Cable, just like your TiVo is, can track you and watch you and listen to your Scientific Atlantic Cable Box. They admit they're watching and listening to you. They go, it's all right. Computers are doing it. And if you read about the IntelliStreet system, they say, well, it's to keep you safe. it's to keep you safe that the computer, it knows sounds of distress and things, and then it dials through to the threat fusion center and then calls the police on you. But you notice no one's ever really told about this being out there. Sure, the companies brag. There's government funds. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm showing you just one company, IntelliStreets, showing how they have cameras, microphones. It tells them when to replace the bulb. And turns out my dad talked to them while they were installing it, and they were quite proud of all this. So, but remember, when I air this report, I will be the bad man for telling you that your streetlight's watching and listening to you. Listen to this. I'm sitting there reading it. It says street light photo cell control, 100% dimming on demand light, wireless dual band mesh transceiver. This is hooked into the cable box. App based wireless control, microphones, speakers. Let me just go over their press release for you here. Federally funded street lights capable of recording conversations. Now, that's from their own site. Talking surveillance cameras coming to the U.S. Yeah, they also shout orders. They already have them in England. So there are the articles you can go link through. And since we talked about it, they pulled down a lot of the stuff about recording and cameras. But it's all admitted. Now, with that said, let me play this, though, because they're conditioning everybody. The CIA, along with the former L.A. Police chief, I saw this on History Channel one time, admitted that they ran the show SWAT, showing SWAT guys to militarize police so all cops would then want to be SWAT and then treat us like we're the enemy. See, they're officials, they're authorities, we're civilians, and they're fighting us, the enemy. At least that's the conversion they're trying to have. And they've had police chiefs admit that they wear the black uniforms to intimidate us. Creepy Nesty, We'll Find You contest uses chip to track winner, and it shows SWAT teams coming and snatching and grabbing a man out of a store, another man off of a street. And see, it's fun to be snatched and grabbed. And we've noticed at G20 events in Canada, in the U.S., and in England, and in Italy, that they have men in U.S. military uniforms, or the host country uniforms, depending on the nation, there's footage of this, that jump out of cars and grab role players in front of people just to scare people, but also they later admitted to see if the media picks up on citizens disappearing. And the media doesn't. I mean, there were a few articles about men in uniforms disappear protesters, but the media was like, well, it's probably good. And it was all just a show. See, it's all psychological warfare to test and probe you, the enemy. Because foreign banks brag in every major publication they captured the United States. Let's go ahead and play the creepy Nestle We Will Find You contest. Here is that clip.
In the very near future, someone somewhere will purchase a chocolate bar. The bar will be equipped with a GPS signaling device. When activated, it will beam a signal into space, bounce off a satellite, and return to Earth. This will alert a secret control room, who will scramble a crack team of highly trained individuals. They will board a helicopter, find the special bar, and give the owner £10,000. Cue girly scream. Find the special GPS bar of Kit Kat, Aero, or Yorkie, and we will find you with £10,000.
All right, that's in England. And again, people over in England know not to have ID cards because of the Nazis. They know not to have heavily armed police in black uniforms. So now they're just making it sexy and fun. And again, this is all government finance, just like the sitcoms, the dramas. You've got state-run TV. CNN insiders have come out. It's even in mainstream, you know, Associated Press, Washington Post, that CNN is run by Army PSYOPs. It's not liberal. That's their cover. Now let's go to this Pennsylvania TV ad saying you better pay your state taxes. We're watching you with satellites. And it zooms in over them with a satellite showing a guy in his backyard. They want you to know. And again, this is the nanny state. Wants to make sure you take vaccines filled with cancer viruses. Here it is.
Your name is Tom. You live just off of 5th Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
Okay, find us before we find you. Pay up. You notice that the ads now are, it's a roundup. It's a roundup for those that have warrants. You know, 11% of Texans have a warrant out right now. Saw that number a few weeks ago. But then when a real roundup starts, it's a roundup. It's a roundup. Military drills everywhere of attacking local state houses, taking them over. That's in declassified documents. The preparations of the foreign banks that have occupied the U.S., now they're phasing out all the final liberties. You know, the ad says, it's not nice, Tom, that you owe $4,000. How about, Tom, we know your mother's dying of cancer and you gave her the money, Tom. Tom, we need to ship that money overseas to the foreign banks and banker bailouts, Tom. What's not nice, Tom, is that the U.S. government's been caught kidnapping kids worldwide and shipping them to Saudi Arabia in congressional testimony. What's not nice, Tom, is that we're full of parasites and criminals, Tom, and we're going to squeeze you, Tom, before we kill you with all the poison we put in the water, Tom. We're the murdering criminal government mafia openly trying to intimidate you with Orwellian TV ads to scare you with satellites watching you that you paid for with your tax money, Tom. You understand we're going to kill you, Tom. We're going to kill you, Tom. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,780.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,824.68, $9,1234 for a half ounce, or $456.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,824.68, $9,1234, and $456.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Private lives think nothing of the kind. Foreign megabanks run the spy satellites. We're watching our slaves all the time. They're elemental. Their sight is clean. They are perpetual. They keep the country enslaved. We are back live. I want freedom and more of it. I'm aware of the cage being built around me. I'm here to get people fired up to defeat this technocracy. I'm Alex Jones. Here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 Central. It is 5:21 and 26 seconds, and that's what you're listening to. Central Time, 3:21 Pacific, 4:21 Mountain, or I should say Montana. Montana time. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. And joining us is Peter Glidden, BSND, naturopathic doctor and host of the Fire Your MD Now, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Dr. Glidden received his BS degree from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. He earned an ND from Baker University in Seattle, Washington. He is a member of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians and the Illinois Association of Naturopathic Physicians. And he's a syndicated radio husband all over national TV. I'll leave it at that. He joins us here today, ladies and gentlemen, to get into glad tidings. Glad tidings for rebel forces. The Death Star was destroyed. Unfortunately, Darth Vader escaped. No. L.A. Times says Proposition 37 likely to pass. Polls, scientific polls, an index of them are running 2-1 saying, hey, yeah, can we just know if something's got growth hormone in it? Hey, can we know it's got pesticide in it, that it grows its own pesticide? Hey, that corn that's got other insect genes in it, can I know about that? I know it sterilizes the guinea pigs, and that's the whole plan, but can I please? No, you can't know. You're evil. The American people, folks, are the only people that put up with this, and that's one reason we've got the lowest IQs now. We're the dumbest with highest cancer rates. I mean, they're killing us coming and going, but this is good news. I want to talk to them about this and, the history of the modern medical system condensed that we're under, and then ways not only to avoid this garbage, but ways that the establishment knows full well. You know, it came out in, Reuters and the Daily Telegraph, a decade ago, and since then more, that Monsanto, at any of their laboratories, their scientists refuse to have GMOs. Type in GMO cafeterias, Monsanto cafeterias don't allow GMO. Just don't believe me. Look at it now. Type it in now. Check it. Now this is getting a lot of attention. So the worm is starting to turn, but the empire, hence the Star Wars analogies, are striking back. They don't want you to be able to know. They've even sued milk, natural milk. Dairy companies that label non-GMO. They're like, you're not allowed privately to say there's no GMO, you scum. You don't tell the scum Americans that it doesn't have hormones or poison in it or the cows are taken care of, you filth. Who do you think you are, you filthy American? We're watching you. You want an Obama phone? How about that? How about I have your soul for an Obama phone? How about your eyes? How about your freedom? How about your future? Because we love you. Doc, I'm a little bit wound up this Sunday, you extremist. There's a lot of extremists, too, all over the country and the world. People want to know if the corn they're buying grows its own pesticide that kills bugs. They think maybe that might not be good for their kids. Dr. Glidden, and I'm sure you agree with these extremists.
Keep up the good work, brother. You know, we're all in the same boat here. All you have to do with this proposition in California is follow the money. Who's against it? Monsanto donated $7,100,000 at DuPont, Dow, Bayer, BASF, Plant Science, PepsiCo, and Nestle. Just follow the money. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's unbelievable the extent that corporations will go to pull the wool over our eyes. And We sit back and do nothing about it. Thank God for this proposition. Thank God for California. And thank God for the Alex Jones radio show.
Thank God for someone evil like you that thinks we should be able to label something and know what's in it. What excuses do you have for yourself, Dr. Glidden?
It's unbelievable, man. All we want to do, right, all we want to do is get the companies to tell us that they're messing with the genetic material of the plants. And, oh, no, 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 we can't do that. Oh, no, 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 that's going to create billions of dollars of frivolous lawsuits. Billions of dollars of frivolous lawsuits.
And it's going to create choice, and it's going to create freedom, and we don't need that.
It is unbelievable. You know, you couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, Orwell, right? If Orwell was alive and saw this stuff going on today, he'd be jumping for joy, because you can't make deception of this amount, of this degree, up. You just can't make it up. It's unbelievable.
Let's break down the fight in California right now. And yeah, I saw it's like $25 million now by Monsanto and others. Their average contribution by the Richies is $600,000 against all the little donations, a few million to try to beat this.
Yeah, the opposition against it, $32,500,000.
Oh, now it's $32 million. It was on 20-something a few days ago.
The 32.5 and the support, $4 million. $4 million for, 32.5 against. And all of the against money is coming from big agribusiness corporations. It's unbelievable. Follow the money, baby. That's where the truth lies. It always lies in the bank.
Obviously, you, like no one I know, is so informed on the history of medicine. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but give us a three-minute breakdown of the history of MD medicine and the big secret there.
Well, here's the deal. You know, the reason that, and this is what nobody looks at, the reason that these scientists play God with our plants, the reason that they do it is because they think that they're smarter than nature. They think that they're smarter than God. Quite frankly, most of them don't even believe in God, or if they do, they don't bring it into the workplace. And it's the same with MDs. For the last 300 years, the medical theater in this country has been dominated by Newtonian physics, reductionistic physics. Your MD and the people making these genetically modified foods actually believe that they are smarter than God. And the MD's view of medicine is, well, when you're sick, you're screwed. Your body can't fix itself. Your body doesn't have the ability to fix itself. Your body doesn't have the necessary stuff, the chutzpah, to fix itself. So all that you can do is march in with man-made synthetic pharmaceuticals, the intention of which is to override and control the inherent natural metabolism of the body. These people are all in the same Newtonian boat. It's outdated, old-fashioned, 18th century physics, and it's got to go. But nobody calls them on this. Nobody calls them on it. And the only reason that the MDs are in the number one position in this country, and they are, the only reason that they're there is because they have legislated themselves there. Most people think that the MD is in the driver's seat because their therapeutics must be better. Their therapeutics must be safer. Their therapeutics must be more scientific. Well, they're not. The only reason the MDs are in the driver's seat is because of drug money. Ladies and gentlemen, fire your MD now.
Stay there, stay there. Let's talk about the history of this. It's on record when we get back, and some of the incredible secrets they don't want you to know. Now, the average MD is a useful idiot, you know, probably a pretty smart guy. Heroic medicine's fine, but they don't understand the bigger picture. They want to treat symptoms, not the cause.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Peter Glidden is our guest, and here's the deal. The Rockefellers funded Hitler. They funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute when Hitler literally was a teenager, long before he was on the scenes. It's called eugenics. They set up in Europe, England, the U.S., also Mexico set these up. It was all the rage. They would promote it at the World's Fair. Eugenics. And they set up the health departments to take poor people's kids and sterilize them and all the rest of it. And when they couldn't do that, they said, well, we'll just dumb society down. We'll go in and get people dependent on welfare and then dumb them down, collapse society, and then we can engineer it however we want. So, Dr. Glidden, you've gone over the history of this. You're being nice to say they're following, you know, 300-year-old ideas. I mean, it's far worse than that. I mean, you know that. Break down the sinister side of this. Every major GMO, whether it's wheat or BT corn, that they do studies on. There's new ones out just this week. Again, all the mainstream news had a report on it. Sterilizing the rodents, killing them in these lab tests. This isn't by accident that every time they make GMO, cross-species chimera, it sterilizes and is poisonous. I mean, they know that if a BT corn kills bugs that eat it, it isn't good for humans that eat it. And then these idiots email me and go, they don't have crops that are pharmacological that grow their own pesticide. There's no such thing. I mean, the public literally wants their Obama phone.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the amount of, you know, we rattle our chains to celebrate our freedom, right? I'll give you just a little example of this. In World War II, there was a coalition of German pharmaceutical companies, and they all put their money together. The coalition, the acronym was IGF. And these German pharmaceutical companies put their money together, and they built a pharmaceutical plant right next to one of the death camps. I think it was Dachau. And they used the inmates in the death camps to work to make the Zyklon B gas that the Nazis used to kill the people in the concentration camps.
And IBM supplied the machines, those little tattoos on people's arms. Thomas Watson, he supplied those.
And they did. They used the inmates to do medical experiments on. And you know who one of those companies was? One of the companies that was in that coalition?
Bayer.
The same company that tries to sell your children aspirin. Now, you need to ask yourself a question. How could a company involved in war crimes in World War II be working at a profit now in the United States of America?
It's worse than that. 5 years ago, they had to admit in France, worldwide for 11 years, they shipped out Factor VIII every ampule to small children, hemophiliacs, filled with HIV and hepatitis, knowing it was a death sentence. And in the executive documents, it was funny to them.
And nobody goes to jail, and the American public, the world public at large, doesn't bat a freaking eyelash. And to make it worse, we give our hard-earned money every month to the insurance companies to gain access to this type of nonsense.
And now the insurance companies, owned by big banks, wrote the law to make us buy the health care, which they admit has already increased the price over 25% in just a year. When it goes into effect, it's like 40%. And then now government and literal death panels control what health care you get. So you pay a ton for nothing but crud.
It's nothing but crud. And unless you pay it, they fine you, right? So this is just another intention of the powers that be to drive home this subliminal message that MD-directed pharmaceutical-centrist surgical medicine is the best thing in the world. It's the only thing that you need to use for your health, and everybody else is a substandard.
And they're covering up the number one cause of death now is a composite of infections, drug interactions, and other things. The number one cause of death, they say it's number three. The number one cause of death is now hospitals. Everyone I know that goes to have minor surgeries, they go to have liposuction, they go to have a knee surgery. They're dead. Young people. People take their kids in to have a circumcision redone. Dead. 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 But we're supposed to worship it.
Yeah, and we do. And we do. We genuflect at that altar all the time. By the way, on the front page of my website, you can get that 45-page document for free. It's called Death by Medicine. It draws statistics from the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Plug it.
The Journal of Medicine.
Give people your website. What, FireMD?
Yeah, fireyourmdnow.com. Fireyourmdnow.com. You can go and download the document. It's free. It shows you right there, death by the numbers. The
literally, every day last week, everywhere I went, everyone I knew had friends and family dying of infections in hospitals.
Yeah, 780,000 people a year are killed by MD treatment. 780,000. 550,000 are killed by cancer. That means your MD, for goodness sake, is more dangerous than cancer.
That's a very conservative number you just gave. The number I've got is over 2 million. Because if you add drug interactions and all that, it's well above that.
Well, and then if you add, automobile accidents caused by drivers, under the influence of Prozac and statin drugs, it gets even worse.
They admit statin literally eats your brain. Now they want to put it in the water supply. Listen, let's stop right there for just a moment. Now, again. Breast cancer is the highest in the world here. It's up several thousand percent in just the last 40 years. People can look that up. It's not debated. We lead the world in neurological disorders, cancer, obesity. They know what they're doing, feeding us empty calories. They don't have minerals and vitamins in it. It's all about find the cure. How about find the cause? If the emergency room had 1,000 Dallasites or Chicagoites or New Yorkites or whatever they are, Austinites coming in with gunshot wounds, you wouldn't be, let's learn how to fix gunshot wounds to the head. It'd be, why are 1,000 people a night getting shot with double-lock buck or 50 caliber? Instead, it's like, let's find the cure to gunshot wounds. Why is the cancer exploding? Why is all this happening?
Well, because the medical profession that's in charge of your disease management, it's not healthcare, does not care about the cause of disease. Their training has nothing to do with what causes disease. They, and this is, you have to understand this. The MDs, bless their hearts.
This is the big kahuna. This is the big kahuna. This is the answer. This is the key master right now.
They are trained not to look for the cause of the disease. They are trained to manage the symptoms with drugs. That's their training, to manage the symptoms with drugs.
So the dam's about to break. They would come and try to hand people life rafts instead of fixing the dam.
You know, they can't even cure heartburn, for goodness sake. And we've given them $600 billion to come up with a cure for cancer, and they can't even cure heartburn?
Milk.
You got to be kidding me.
What do you do for heartburn?
Well, heartburn, the main cause of heartburn is not enough salt in the body and not enough calcium. If you start salting your food regularly and take a good calcium supplement that's in the Alex pack, heartburn will go away in about 7 days.
And for those that don't know, we have put together the widest spectrums of vitamins, minerals, trace elements, the best products at InfoWarsHealth.com that he's mentioning there, InfoWarsHealth.com. And when you purchase these great products there, it also supports the broadcast and what we're doing. And it's just revolutionary. Take Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Polymers Plus and the essential fatty acids that you guys have put together, you and Doc Wallach and others, and Corey Gold, Dr. Corey Gold. What's amazing about this is that, now that we're segueing off into that, is that when they do take these, Aaron Dykes, who was, you know, had gotten about 100 pounds overweight, he lost 92 pounds in a year. He's now 8 months later, he's kept it off. The guy looks like a movie star or something, literally, compared to the way he looked. And all the products he used that I discovered, basically, listening to you guys, he tried a bunch of other stuff. I actually kind of got into this trying to help Aaron and some family. None of it was advertised as weight loss. That's what's insane. The stuff that made him lose weight, the full mineral spectrum, vitamin spectrum stuff like Beyond Tangy Tangerine and InfoWarsHealth.com, that's what's incredible is it wasn't advertised as that.
Well, when you practice holistic medicine, you know, you get results because the therapeutics that we're trained in, that naturopaths trained in, are designed to support, promote the body's ability to fix itself. Now, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and in the last 4 years, I've been mentoring exclusively with Dr. Wallach. And as God is my witness, Alex, since I've been following Dr. Wallach's methodology and using Dr. Wallach's nutritional supplements, I don't even know what planet I'm on anymore, because the things that I've seen people recover from eclipse anything in my previous.
But it turns out the low-calorie, high-nutrient-dense diet is what the elites are into, and it's making rats and worms live 2 to 3 times longer. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWarsHealth.com. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to say this very slowly, and you can write this down and look it up. It's mainstream. It's not debated. The Rockefellers were Nazis before the Nazis even had that name. They wanted sciences to control the United States and other countries they'd taken over because people were uppity. They wanted freedom. They knew what was going on. They knew what crony capitalists were, anti-free market monopoly men. And if you go back about 100 years ago, it was around 1910, 1912, that whole area, 1913, right at about 100 years ago, they took over and banned and restricted the other three types of medicine. They discovered by the 30s that cancer was viral, started putting that in vaccines. Now cancer's up several thousand percent on average just the last few decades. It's up. I mean, cancer was like super rare 100 years ago. And they just kill us. They murder us. And they funded Hitler, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute before that. They funded Margaret Sanger. They created welfare to make us dependent. And they know what they're doing. Going back to Dr. Peter Glidden, Doc, it's not just avoiding GMO. It's not just drinking pure water. It really is getting wide-spectrum vitamins and minerals. But even the vitamins they've got are synthetic. What is the difference between the wide spectrum of vitamins, minerals, and products for everything you can imagine that we have at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com? If you want to be a distributor on all the products and get discounts and get free shipping, InfoWarsTeam.com. What is the difference between the products that Dr. Wallach and Dr. Corey Gold and yourself and others have worked on, one of the biggest companies now in the country when it comes to alternative medicine and healthcare, vitamins, minerals, you name it. What is the difference between what you guys have developed that has such incredible results versus what even establishment vitamin and mineral pushers have?
Well, it's the recipe. The recipe is everything. You know, vitamins are no different than chicken soup. It's the recipe. The ingredients, how they're put together, the amount of stuff, how it's made, how it's stored. It's the recipe. Longevity's recipe of nutritional supplements is formulated from $25 million of research, 26,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries and histopathologies, and 30 years of clinical work by licensed naturopathic physicians applying all of this research. This is a no-brainer when it comes to vitamins and minerals and medical nutrition, you should rely on the profession that's trained in medical nutrition, right? I mean, that just makes sense. There's no other vitamin company in the world that has Dr. Wallach. There's no other vitamin company in the world that has access to Dr. Wallach's knowledge base and the research that Dr. Wallach was in charge of from 1970 to 1982. It's that simple. It all comes down to the recipe, right? You know, Andy Boonspring's green apple wine is quite a bit different from a nice California Cabernet, and they're all made from grapes. Well, it's exactly the same with vitamins. It's the recipe is everything. You have to have a superior recipe. And as God is my witness, Youngevity's is. It's the best stuff I've ever seen, and I've been doing this for over 20 years.
It is something that I certainly am proud to promote because I've seen the effects. But what's sick is that when he worked for the federal government over those decades, he's a pretty famous guy. He's the guy that's won all these court cases that even allow us to have vitamins and minerals with Codex Alimentarius. People don't know in South Korea you got to go get a prescription to get essential fatty acids or fish oil or aspirin for that matter. Now, they don't know that it's openly being pushed that you have to buy everything from the establishment, from them adulterated at 10, 20, 30 times the price. I mean, they do not want people to know that GMO's in the food. They don't want you to know that there's all these things that but so many diseases are actually caused by deficiencies. And I mentioned as we went to break, anybody can pull this up. Everybody's heard it on the news where rats and mice live 2-3 times longer with super high nutrient dense diets, insects even longer. Well, yeah, because it's got the trace elements. It's got the full spectrum. Even mainline doctors say, well, that's true, but they tell you to take a smaller spectrum of it. Why doesn't the power structure let people know about this? I mean, my dad is an oral surgeon and a dentist, and he volunteers 2 weeks every year, usually go to Mexico or Belize or Honduras to do free medical care on street children. But he went to Paraguay, landlocked down in South America this year. He went to a soccer game the last day, and somebody threw a hand grenade out on the field and blew people up. Pretty wild. But the Amish are the only people keeping the country going, and they have the north area of the country that they developed that was desert. And they produce most of the food. Well, the head Amish guy has a program where he gives candies that have full spectrum minerals in them. And it's ended like this, you know, the street children that are blind and mentally retarded and just with the minerals. And now the UN's down there trying to stop the Amish from saving the kids, Doc.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Dr. Wallach discovered the cause and the cure for cystic fibrosis. It was a selenium deficiency in the blood of the pregnant mother, and they fired him. They squashed the research, and then they blackballed him at every major teaching hospital in the United States. Wallach's research clued us into the fact that the majority of chronic diseases are caused by nutrient deficiencies. And this is the biggest thing that we need to know. Why are the powers that be, why don't they want us to know this? I'll tell you why they don't want us to know this. Because if by some genie in the bottle magic, tomorrow morning everybody woke up and there was equal access for naturopathic medicine, equal funding for naturopathic medicine, equal insurance coverage and hospital privileges for holistic medicine, within 2-3 years, the MDs would be out of business, and they know it. It is all about big pharma all of the time. The medicine in this country, in all industrialized nations in this world, is a for-profit machine. It profits them to keep you sick. It does not profit them to keep you healthy. And this is one of the biggest myths that we're suffering from here. The false notion that healing is some complicated, sophisticated process that can only happen in a multi-million dollar high-tech facility. It's nonsense. Healing is easy. Surgery is complicated. Healing is easy. And, you know, the MDs, you can be sincerely incorrect. I mean, they just don't know this. Your dad doesn't know this. You know, the MDs that are really trying to do good by their patients, they don't know this. They're not taught it in medical school. It's not reinforced in their continuing education.
Well, let me throw this out. Let me throw this out at people. On screen, if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, for radio listeners, just type in Harvard study fluoride. It'll come up in the search engine.
Yeah.
Harvard study finds fluoride levels lower IQ in children up to 20 points if they have it when they're a child. Massive sevenfold increase in cancer. There's thousands of studies. They've known this forever. Again, what's going on with the fluoride that they put in our water lovingly?
Money, 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 and dumb down, dumb down, dumb down, dumb down. It's all about money. It profits them to keep you sick. It profits them to keep you stupid. It profits them to keep you eating all the wrong food all the time that makes you sick. I mean, it is a conspiracy, and it is so huge that most people think, oh, no, that can't be. Well, guess what it is? Most of the food that we eat, even if it's not GMO, is bad for you. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats, oil in a bottle, fried food, well-done red
people
meat.
People, explain to people, Doc, they have to keep eating, because it's empty calories, because the soil's been depleted, but you're still hungry because you're looking for the vitamins and minerals when you could get it from Pollen Burst or Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Obesity is a deficiency disease. It is not a disease of excess. It is a deficiency disease. The only thing that causes people to gain weight is we eat too many calories. The only thing that makes us eat too many calories is our body is starved for nutrition. So your body makes you eat, but the food that you're eating doesn't have the nutrients that you need. So you eat 3,000 calories at Olive Garden, and 2 hours later, you're hungry again. Why is this? Because the food doesn't have the nutrition that you need, and your body is starving to death. It's starving to death. And ironically, healing is so easy that most of the time, the only thing necessary is to give your body the raw materials that it needs. Fill up its nutritional tank. Stop eating food that's hurting you. Get the heck out of the way. And guess what? Your body recovers its health. But the powers that be do not want you to know this. They want you to think that, oh, your blood pressure
is genetic. They want you dependent, just like the Obama phone lady. Have you seen that begging for a phone, begging for a house?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, it is crazy. And it is just, you know, sometimes I wake up and I feel like I'm in, you know, down the rabbit hole in the Matrix, Alice in Wonderland world, where constant surveillance is liberty and constant war is freedom and it's constant medication is health. It is unbelievable to me. Ladies and gentlemen, healing is easy. The medical profession does not want you to know that if you have high blood pressure, it's because you have nutrient deficiencies. If you have type 2 diabetes, it's because you have nutrient deficiencies. If you have fibromyalgia or Alzheimer's,
well, it's obviously these numbers are all exploding. Thank you so much, Dr. Glidden. We'll talk to you again soon. Folks, if you want to find out more and see this video and a lot of others, and Aaron Dykes lose 92 pounds, they're all at InfoWarsHealth.com, or you can join the team and get discounts becoming a distributor at 877-551-1301. They will answer your questions at 877-551-1301. That was an incredible broadcast, one of the best ever today in the last 2 hours, and I'll be back tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have a local system in your area, XM166 or InfoWars.com. Now get out there and take on the tyrants. I love you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.